Hey there, listeners. Welcome to another wonderful episode of the Leadership is Changing podcast. I have interviewed a great guy, and his name is Carlo Tauamina. Now, there is a bit of a suicidal warning here for our listeners today in this episode, because we're going to be talking a little about it. You see, Carlo has achieved the near impossible, and he talks about his overcoming of clinical depression and suicidal ideation. Now, Carlo has always been one to help people with his background around personal training, life coaching, and as a keynote speaker. And he really starts to talk about his mental illness that he went through and share his story about overcoming self-doubt and destroying those limiting beliefs and unleashing the real you. And you know what? The other thing we talked about as well was shift the story you are telling yourself. Another thing was be on your toes. In other words, be adaptable, be able to move when you need to. And if you can keep learn from the best and keep learning, that's always going to put you in a very strong position. All right, listeners, here we go, and enjoy the interview.
Welcome to Leadership is Changing. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change. This is taking your leadership to another level by finding the balance between executive excellence and personal well-being through stories that inspire real change. It's time to adapt in our fast-moving world when leadership is changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome to another wonderful episode on the Leadership is Changing podcast. My name is Dennis Giannoutsos. I'm your host, but I also have a great guest with me today, and his name is Carlo Tauamina. Carlo, a massive welcome to you.
Oh, man, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks, Dennis. It's a great to be here.
Yeah, excellent. Now, I always ask, whereabouts in the world are you today?
I am in America. I'm in the United States. I'm actually about a two-hour drive from Washington, D.C. I was born and raised here in Virginia.
Yeah, excellent. Do you follow any sporting teams?
Absolutely. I like sports all around. Of course, I'm really passionate about football, classic football, because my heritage is from Italy, so I got to support the Italian football teams. So I am a Juventus fan.
Okay, so you're talking about soccer?
Correct.
Right, because everyone gets confused. Football, is that American football, football? Soccer, and in Europe, they call it football. In other areas, they call it soccer. We call it soccer here as well. So you follow Juventus?
Yes, I do. Unfortunately, we're not doing, we're doing okay, but not where we should be.
Oh, man. Yeah, I used to work for a guy in Greece when I was living there for 5 years, and he owned Olympiakos, football, volleyball, and basketball team. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Has Olympiakos played Juventus lately?
The last time we played them, it was in the Champions League. I want to say it was probably a handful of years ago.
Oh, yeah. Who won?
I think we did, but it's my memory doesn't serve me.
That's all good, then.
I hope we won.
That's all good. Hey, tell us a little bit more about your background, what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a men's coach and keynote speaker. So I actually started my journey, quite ironically, through pain, honestly. I wouldn't have become the man I am today if I didn't go through this battle of depression, of having suicidal ideation back in 2021. I just went through the whole ringer. I questioned my purpose. I felt like a failure, but I didn't feel like the entrepreneur, the leader, the caring person like I am today. And I'm just really grateful I went through that experience so that I can be that man and I can be speaking with you today. So now I help coach men. And I do keynotes and I do podcasts and it's only getting better.
Yeah, very cool. And when you say you coach men, what do you coach them on?
Yeah, so I help coach men overcome that self-doubt, those limiting beliefs and hopelessness, because that's how I felt when I was battling my own depression back in 2021. And I know especially as those who are leaders, CEOs, executives, entrepreneurs, and just high performer men or just people in general, we can still have those same feelings. Mm. And that's exactly how I help them. I help them overcome that self-doubt that they may be dealing with, along with those limiting beliefs and those stories they keep telling themselves that is preventing them from reaching their potential and reaching their potential with their personal lives and their business and preventing them from being successful leaders and high performers that they know they are.
Yeah.
And I help them break those and find that new purpose and make sure that they're performing the way they should be.
Nice. And what do you think, because I think for some people, they go down what we call a rabbit hole, or they go down to that area, and it's actually quite a slippery slope as well. What causes people to get into that kind of situation?
There are a couple of different ways for me, it was specifically trauma, right? It was specifically like this feeling of loss. And I think a lot of people can resonate with that, is that they feel like they either lost something or someone, or they had an experience that rocked them in their lives. So for me, for example, I had what I like to call a hell week, right? Where I felt like my entire life just fell apart within 1 week. And with all this trauma happening and all these things coming at me all at once within the same week, I didn't know how to necessarily cope or react with this. So in that 1 week, I actually had a position at the time. I was a manager of a gym, and I lost that job right before Christmas, right before my birthday. I went through a severe back injury and I couldn't walk for a period of time. At the time, I also had my own separate online personal training business, which was not performing well at all. And I was losing money and I was freaking out. And I didn't know what to do. And on top of that, there was a young lady I was seeing at the time who we were madly in love with each other. We said we were going to get married, have kids. And then all of a sudden she calls me and says, "Hey, I don't want to see you anymore." And all of this just happened in 1 week, and all this, these traumatic events happened, and I was completely caught off guard and I didn't know how to handle it. And from all of this, feeling like my life crumbled apart, that's where I just fell apart essentially. And I gave up. And that's why I went through that negative spiral.
It's amazing how it all happens and how it can just, they tend to be different kind of events, but they all can pile up on top of each other and it becomes overwhelming for you, as you said, and it could all be within a week. Amazing. Yeah. So then what did you do? Because the reason I'm asking these questions, Carlo, and I hope you're okay with me asking these questions with you, is because I'm sure there's somebody listening right now who could be feeling this at times. And by the way, listeners, if you are feeling something like this, please go and get professional help. Leaders, if you have people in your team who are going this kind of thing as well, please get them to a professional, because leaders, you need to understand that you are not the professional and you need to understand when to hand over. So make sure you're okay. Carla, what did you do to help yourself through that week and then after?
Yeah, that's a great question. It wasn't an easy process. It wasn't at all. And in fact, by the end of 2020, that's where it all happened. Pretty much the entire year of 2021, all I did was lay in bed every day. And I didn't want to move. I didn't want to get up. I didn't want to try. I just wanted to give up on life. And quite honestly, and please forgive me if this is too far, but I didn't want to go on anymore. I was really close to making that one decision you can't come back from. And it wasn't until one day late in 2021 where I just had this frozen in time moment, so to speak, where I felt like I was the only person in the universe and time just sat still. It sat still and I was just alone with my thoughts. And what happened was, and this is what I credit to putting me on the right path to finding my breakthrough, was I told myself I didn't have anything to lose anymore. You know, I felt like at that point when I was at my lowest point, and at rock bottom, that at this point, I honestly didn't have anything more to lose. So why not give it one more shot? Why not take that leap of faith and try one more time? Because worst case scenario, I end up back here where I'm currently at. And that's that. So I just told myself, let me try one more time. So I did a couple of things. I shifted my focus from the life I was living. And instead, I just focused on the life I wanted to live. And I kept saying to myself over and over again, I just don't want to go anywhere. Like, I don't want to die. I don't want to go anywhere. I just repeated that phrase over and over to myself. And then the next thing I did was I imagined, and I don't know where this came from, honestly, I imagined like I struck a match off a matchbook and there was this tiny little flame. And this tiny little flame, as small as it was, I felt like it represented the real me, like the real Carlo, who was the funny guy, the ambitious guy, the dreamer, the one who would help people. And although it was so small, I felt like it related to me. And even though it was small, it was still the real me down there. And it just sat in my gut. And the more I focused on this tiny little flame, it grew. And eventually those two things put me on the path to finding my breakthrough. And if I didn't, then I wouldn't be here talking to you. I wouldn't be the life coach I am today, the keynote speaker I am today. And I'm so glad that I took that leap of faith and I found all the answers I needed. I learned everything I needed to not only help myself, but to find my purpose and to help my clients.
There you go. You know what, Carla, first of all, thank you for sharing all of that because you're being vulnerable with us here as well. It's really quite interesting to see what people go through at times. And that match that you lit with the little flames, quite interesting. There's an analogy I talk about sometimes. It's like the candle. And you've got people who sometimes are stuck in the wax where they actually are, if you think about the flame, that's where your brightest is. That's where you shine the most. That's where you can actually have more energy, the whole lot. And I say to people about getting in the flame piece rather than being in the wax. So interesting you mentioned that as well. Yeah, that kind of thing. I don't know if I'm going to say his name right. Ed Milet. He's an author.
Yeah.
He's got a book out called The Power of One, I think it's called. And it talks about the one more thing that you try, the one more time, the one more this, do this one more thing. Amazing. And if you, like you said, if I give it a go one more time and just go from there, let's see what happens. Pretty cool.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, very good. Now, the show here is called, let me start off before I go down to Leadership is Changing in the show, but let's talk about leadership. How did you get into leadership?
That's a great question. And honestly, it all stems from that previous story. I wouldn't be the leader I am today if I didn't learn these core principles of how I found myself. And when I realized that what I was doing to myself back in 2021 was I was holding myself back with this self-doubt and these limiting beliefs and this hopelessness, honestly. And I realized that once I shifted all of that, once I rewrote my story, I know that not only was this holding me back, but this is holding so many other people back, especially in business and entrepreneurship, because that's where I shine. That's where I have my background in. I've always been involved in entrepreneurship because my dad, let me tell you, he's the definition of the American dream. He came over and immigrated to this country with nothing in his pocket and then made himself up into the successful businessman and leader he is today. So I've always had that in the back of my head. So how I'm into leadership today is I took the lessons I learned from overcoming my own struggles. And I help not only myself, but the businesses, the corporations, the Fortune 500 companies I speak to on a daily basis on how to properly run your organizations, how to properly treat employees, how to properly create a vision long-term by making simple tweaks, like shifting the story that you're telling yourselves on what success is, what failure is, how you can perform better, how you can take failures and change the perception of them and use them to your advantage instead of letting them harm the business or your personal life. And that's how I got started in it.
I like how you say that, shift the story you're telling yourself. Really cool. That's very good. Hey, look, the other thing I wanted to ask you was, now this person could be alive or from history. And what I'm already quite keen to know is, who's been your favorite leader and why?
I'm so glad that's the question you brought up because we were actually talking about him before the show started, Tony Robbins. He's definitely a big influence on me. He's been in the marketplace for 40 plus years. And it's because he's doing something right. It's because he's serving at the highest level and he's leading his teams at the highest level. There can be those people who are trendy. You'll see them and they'll last for a little bit, but then they'll fizzle out and you never hear from them again. But then there are those people who dig their feet in the sand where they don't go anywhere despite the crashing waves that come upon them. And Tony Robbins is just one of those people where I've always looked up to ever since I was a younger man. And even to today, he's just someone who is not only inspiring, but he's an example for all of us.
Excellent. Have you done his programs?
I actually have. And it's quite ironic because his program, I wasn't supposed to go to it. In fact, it was by chance. It was by divine timing. I happened to be in the right place at the right time. And that's actually where I found my breakthrough.
Amazing. Awesome. And so have you spent time with him one-on-one?
I haven't yet. That's coming soon, but I haven't yet spent time with him one-on-one.
All right. So here's my next question for you then. If you two were sitting on a park bench in where you're based and having a coffee together, what would be one question you would love to ask him?
I would love to ask him, if you were to take a time machine back to when you were 27, what would you tell that kid?
Very good. Yep. I wonder what he's, you're going to have a chance to ask me that question one day, huh?
Absolutely. I'm coming prepared. It's going to be in my back pocket.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's a great question. Because I think for some of us who are getting a little bit older than that, or even those who are maybe 27, but they wanted to ask themselves at the 21 year of age or say something to themselves at 21 based on what they know today. I wonder what question they would ask themselves. So very good. Yeah, excellent. So the show is called Leadership is Changing. And when I mentioned that title or that statement, what does it mean for Carlo?
It's a great one. And for me, I'm always one to keep on my toes. I don't want to be the person who is set in their ways, because I know, and I'm sure you've heard this before too, whether it be in business or personal life, let's say something at a time works really well, but then later on it fizzles out, right? And it doesn't work anymore. I think that there needs to be adaptability. And for me, I'm always wanting to learn. I want to learn new things. I want to grow. I want to evolve. And I think that's the direction that we're heading in. And all I want to do is just learn from the best, get in the same room with the best, and just keep evolving, keep learning, keep growing my skill sets. So not only can I help myself, my own endeavors, but help those that are surrounding me and I surround them, and how I can help them in their corporations and their personal life, and how I can just, again, serve, because that's what I'm put here to do.
Excellent. That's why I started the podcast, because I want listeners to keep learning, and they must keep learning. We all have to keep learning. If we stop learning, then we're going to go backwards, because everything else in the life is going faster and past us as well. And I love that you said that. So be on your toes, be adaptable, leaders and listeners. And the other thing too is that you need to learn new things, keep growing. So if you can learn from the best and keep growing that way, then you're going to be on the right track. It's going to be very helpful. You know what, Carlo, I find that life is getting faster for some reason. It seems to be getting fast every year, whether it be technology, maybe technology drives or some of it, social, business, social media, the whole lot. Everything just seems to get a lot faster. A leader in today's world, what do they need to do to be successful in a fast-paced, ever-changing world?
I think they need to pay more attention and be more self-aware of what's going on around them. And I think this is piggybacking off of the answer before of adaptability, but it's being aware of what's happening right now. Just like in technology as a whole, right? AI is coming out. It's mainstream now. It's no longer a thing where we talk about it. Oh, it's happening in 5-10 years in the future. Like, it's here now. And as fast as the world is moving, it's not stopping anytime soon. And I'm not just speaking about technology, AI, I'm speaking about everything, and leadership included. So it's, what can we do to move the needle forward, right? How can we be self-aware and learn from what's been working, and how can we improve upon it? And I think that's probably the biggest thing we can do, is be self-aware and find out how we can perfect it even more.
Yep, very good. I like it as well about moving the needle forward. That's a really good thing. This AI thing, is it really real, or is it just another marketing ploy? Because just a few years ago, people were talking about the cloud. We've got to get things into the cloud. Is it a marketing thing, or is it really real and it's going to hang around for a while?
I think it's a thing that's hanging out for a while. And even if we were to give the benefit of the doubt of that theory, oh, it's probably a marketing thing. Let's say it is. I still think with AI, it's still something that's continuing to grow, continuing to expand. And we're seeing the major companies right now coming out with their quote unquote AI, Microsoft, Apple, Google. So even if it is a marketing thing right now, I think, okay, it'll probably evolve later to the real deal. So either way you look at it, I think there's just no stopping it. So it's my point of view is, okay, if there's no stopping it, great. How can I use it to my advantage?
And it's that piece that you just said, how can I use it to my advantage, but not for me to take advantage of others as well. And I think there's going to be some people who will try that, but you I won't, because we'll use it as an enabler to help. And that's what you mean by taking advantage of it to move people forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool. Hey, look, you and I have been talking about this and about leadership and about your story and what you went through, but also how you've bounced forward from that and moved forward. But also we've talked about leadership and from the lens of a leader. But if we were to change lenses now and think it from an employee's perspective, has employees' expectations of leaders changed?
I think so. And honestly, because I've been on both ends of the spectrum, and the way I see it going in the future, and I see it happening now, but I think it's going to be expanded on a higher level and a higher scale in the future. At least I hope it is there's going to be a lot more inclusiveness. Right. It's not going to be so much, I'm the leader, here's everything that you need to do, follow orders X, Y, and Z. I think it's going to be more so of a collaborative experience because we're seeing companies that are, for example, Elon Musk and his companies, Gary Vaynerchuk and his companies, of how these are more of the younger guys who have these incredible organizations and empires practically. And yet when you see their culture, it seems so inclusive, so collaborative. Although they are hardworking and they are results-based, it is so refreshing to see that the employees want to go and work for these organizations because they know it's not just working for somebody for 40, 50, 60 years till they get their pension and that's it. These companies seem like they want to progress and improve in some type of way, but there's this relationship versus a hierarchy, if that makes sense.
Right. Yep. No, that's good. I like what you said because it is about relationship. It's about them collaborating better together rather than the hierarchical side of things, for sure. Yeah, it's quite cool how you say about 40 years, 50 years in one company until they go to retirement. They get the gold watch and a dead chook and then they...
Yep.
Yes. So they're away. Yeah, it's actually a good way of thinking about it as well, yeah. And those organizations, culture, I'm sure that they're not perfect, but I'm sure that they're doing very well. But as you say, a lot of people are looking for that kind of thing of understanding what they're working on and moving together forward as a unit or as an organization. Now, if I was to get you to crystal ball out to start thinking about the future here, Carlo, where do you think leadership was going to be in 5 years from now?
I think it's going to be more like free, much more loose, flexible. And why I say that is, again, going back to my previous answer, being much more of a collaborative basis. It's also going to be heavily on, I really hope it's leading to this direction, is how can we benefit not only our company, but those surrounding us? I don't know if it's too ambitious to say, let's help save the world, but that's at least what I hope it to be, is that somehow, some way, a lot of these companies can rally together within their own bubble and say, this is the direction we want to head in. We want to help save the world in some way, shape, or form, whether it's by helping our clientele with a certain aspect and benefiting them and saving their world and helping them in their world. Or if there are companies out there that are specifically out there to, I don't know what the proper word is, help the planet heal, right? From all these emissions going on, from all these factories, from anything you can think of that's being toxic for the planet. I think a lot of these companies, a lot of leadership should be, and at least I hope it is, leaning towards how can we make the world a better place, if I can put it in layman's terms. I hope I answered the question properly.
Yeah. So I think another word you might want to think about is about the environment, right? So environmental side of things as well.
Yeah.
Not just out in nature and things like that, but also environmentally inside the organization too. There's that side. And I think the other one that you were talking about, which was the benefit for the company and those surrounding it, so more than likely probably communities around it. Because I think about an organization I worked with just a few years ago, if they closed that organization, it wouldn't be just the 1,600 people within that kind of organization. It was also the other 4,000 people who had supplier roles back into that organization, contractors, shops, manpa, owning different shops, cafes, barbers, things like that, that all these workers would have gone to, it impacted them as well. And that has an impact on the community, but also if you do some really good stuff, it has impact on the community as well. I think a leader that I worked with many years ago said to me, I'm not an actual IT manager. What I am is somebody who not just leads teams, but I develop communities. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty
powerful.
Cool. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, I'm providing jobs for a mum or a dad or a brother, a sister, a husband, a wife, a partner, whoever it is. They're coming along and working. They're adding value to us and the company and so forth and doing a service. But we're providing them, and then they're going and paying for their mortgages. Their kids, then they go and have kids, and they start to grow up, and they go to schools and things like that. And so he was looking at it from that perspective rather than just, hey, I'm an IT manager, and this is what I do.
Yeah. It has much more impact on it, too. I love that so much. That's a great way of looking at it.
Yeah, that's good, eh? Very good. Excellent. Carl, it's been really cool talking to you. If our listeners are wanting to get hold of you, where should they go?
Yeah, so if you want to get in touch with me, If you want to dive deeper, if you want just to check out what I do, go ahead and go to my Instagram. It's CarloTarmina_lifecoach. And if you want to hit me up personally, I'd love to talk to you. Just send me a heart emoji, my DMs, and I'm all up for it.
Excellent. We'll put your Instagram link into the show notes so the listeners can refer to it if they need to. So that'll be there for you. But Carlo, once again, been a real pleasure talking to you. Keep up your awesomeness, and thank you for joining me on today's show.
Thank you so much, Dennis. I can't thank you enough. It's been a blast. It's been a pleasure. And I just wish you the best of luck on your future podcast episodes and everything else you're doing.
Excellent. There you go, listeners. Doesn't matter what kind of week you're having, just know that there are people out there that can support you and help you through things. But also think about the story that you're telling yourself. Do you need to shift that story and what you're saying to yourself? Be on your toes, be adaptable, but pay more attention of what's going on around you and have that awareness. And then also understand, how can you move the needle forward? Hey, thanks for joining us. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Leadership is Changing with your host, Dennis Giannoutsos. Each week, we and our guests provide information and insights through exploring leading change, inspiring executives and leaders to adapt and lead a bigger game in a fast-moving world.